Would you ever say, just a minute?
Well, sir.
I'll be with you in.
Well, that's right, Ben. Just a minute. Or a few minutes. Sometimes I say a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I know what I take to get ready. Take me more than 1 minute to get ready.
Yeah. When you wanted to agree with a friend, say a friend of yours said, I'm not going to do that. And if you were going to agree with him, you might say, well, me?
Well, if I don't agree with him, I just tell him this, I say, well, I see it just like you see it.
Me?
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And if I disagree with him, I don't see it, I say, well, I just don't see it that way.
Yeah.
Just don't see it that way.
So, yeah. Talking about maybe, he wasn't going to do something. Say he wasn't going to do something. Somebody asked him to do something, or he thought something was against him. And you might say, me?
Well, yes. I've asked people to do something. He said, no, I won't do that. And sometimes they tell me the reason why. Sometimes some other cause, some other in the way. Some hindrance, you know. Well, they explain the hindrance or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they explain it, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So I just can't do that now.
Say somebody asked you and me to do something. What would we say to them? If I didn't want to do it and you didn't want to do it, I'd say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you might say, me?
Well, I'd just say, me either. If I didn't want to do it neither, I'd just say, me either.
Me neither?
I'd say, me either.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever say neither? Neither? Neither am I?
Yeah, neither. Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. Okay. Now, how do you check yourself when you think you might have a little fever or something?
Well, I'll tell you, if I think I might have a little fever, first thing I do, I call checking myself. All I know is I just feel my hands. You know,
like what do you feel?
I feel my forehead.
Yeah.
My pulse, something like that.
Yeah. Now, you might go to the barber, and or if you haven't shaved in a while, you might be growing a.
Well, if I go to the barber shop, do that. I say, well, come get a shave.
Yeah. And he'll,
okay.
If you hadn't shaved in a while, you might be growing a what?
Well, be growing a long beard.
Yeah. Did some folks have them back in your days?
I can't remember way back then, but they do now.
Uh-huh.
Men go around now, all that hair on their face, my goodness, like, they've done that way back then. But they don't do that now. Some of them now just look like some men won't turn to be women or something. I don't know what. Their hair on their head and all like that. Of course, that's them, not me. You know, I wouldn't do it. That's them. It's them. They can do what they want with themselves. But I wouldn't do that. I'm gonna cut them hair off and shave their beards off. You see, because I don't want to look like a woman. She's supposed to have hair on, because that's covered head, you know. That's a hair on the head.
She's not supposed to have a beard, though.
What's that? No, she ain't supposed to have a beard. That beard, just that hair on the head, that she's supposed to have that covered. We'll cut it off. Samson, the beard was. Wife kept moving in, until he cut it down. He was really long hair. But that was a favor of God. And then he cut that hair off, you see. That hindered him from carrying out what he should have kept that hair on there. That's the only man that I know that the Bible endorsed that hair on his head. And kept fooling on, so he cut off. But he cut off because he was afraid to do it. He didn't do it because he wanted to do it. He done it because he asked me, and just kept on being begging, begging, wanting to do it. That's why I cut off.